From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia issues sanctions of its own. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia. Discussing options his country has to respond to the U.S. sanctions, Mr. Putin told an interviewer, "We have a large number of options. We're responding now because the Americans have taken this unprovoked step toward worsening U.S.-Russia relations to impose illegal restrictions and to try to influence other countries." Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov weighed in on the sanctions passed last week by the U.S. Senate.
"And I think this retaliation is long, long overdue. After the Senate, the day before yesterday, voted, or rather on the 27th of July, voted so overwhelmingly on a completely weird and unacceptable piece of legislation."
The U.S. imposed the sanctions against Russia for its meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Now, Mr. Ryabkov defended the Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, who had several very controversial conversations with people close to then-candidate Trump during the 2016 campaign.
If Ambassador Kislyak was not contacting some people on the other side, so to say, he wouldn't perform his functions as he should. He was not spying and he was not recruiting. If he did so, I would be now a prima ballerina of the Bolshoi Ballet, if you know what it means.
Russia is accused of interfering in the last presidential election in order to help real estate mogul Donald Trump win the U.S. presidency. This is VOA News. Voting in Venezuela's assembly election Sunday saw protests, violence, and deaths. President Nicolas Maduro says the vote was a success and that it was aimed at restoring peace and unity to the country. Now the European Union is registering its dissatisfaction with yesterday's voting. Here's EU spokeswoman Mina Andriva.
"The European Union condemns the excessive and disproportionate use of force by security forces. The government of Venezuela has a responsibility to ensure respect for the rule of law and fundamental rights such as freedom of expression and the right to peacefully demonstrate."
Peru's government is organizing a meeting of Latin American foreign ministers on what it calls Venezuela's illegitimate vote on Sunday. Meeting is planned for August the 8th. John Kelly, a no-nonsense retired Marine Corps general, was sworn in Monday as the White House chief of staff, tasked with trying to bring order to Donald Trump's presidency 6 months into his tenure.
"We just swore in General Kelly. He will do a spectacular job, I have no doubt, as chief of staff. What he's done in terms of homeland security is record-shattering. You look at the border, you look at the tremendous results we've had, and you look at the spirit. And with a very controversial situation, there's been very little controversy, which is pretty amazing by itself."
Just a little later, President Trump uttered assurances during the start of his cabinet meeting on Monday morning that the threat from North Korea will be taken care of. On Saturday, the president, a day after North Korea tested a ballistic missile it claims can reach the United States, took to social media with a blunt chastisement of China, which is North Korea's powerful neighbor and its single significant ally. Today at the United Nations, China's ambassador to the UN and the president of the UN Security Council for July, Yu Jiayi, responded. The two principal parties, he says, are the U.S. and North Korea.
"If the two principal parties refuse to move towards what is required by the Security Council resolution, de-escalation of tension, negotiations to achieve denuclearization and peace and stability, and also to resume dialogue, then no matter how capable China is, China's efforts will not yield practical results."
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby has declared Sudan the 39th province of the worldwide Anglican Communion, 6 years after the predominantly Christian South gained independence from the North. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.